Everyone from the heart of London's West End, it's Absolute Radio in Golden Square. It's the David Tennant Breakfast Show. Richie and Christian pushing some buttons for me this morning, effectively. Richie recovering from his waxing. How was it, Richie?
It was actually very painful. I was somewhat surprised. I was prepared for it.
Have you never been waxed before in life?
No, never. But you know what? Apart from being devoid of hair, it looks like there's like a landing strip on my right calf. But other than that, you'd never know.
You should have got Leighton or Alice, the professional, to finish off the rest of it so you're balanced out now rather than having that sort of strange patch there.
Mm. I used to... I quite like being a hairy man, but actually, that little bit of...
Bit too much information.
That little bit of bald leg's actually quite nice.
Feels nice to touch, doesn't it?
Yeah, I feel like when I go on my Boris bike later, I'm going to be quite streamlined.
I did have a little stroke actually, and it was it's smooth.
Quite tactile.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good job.
Mm. Alice, who was the beautician training up Leighton, who was the gardener for the landscaping, manscaping. She said that her 72-year-old auntie came to see you this week in Don Juan.
Yeah, she did. She found it a little rude, I think.
is it? Tell us then. Is it really, really rude?
It's saucy. Right. I mean, there's some quite choice language.
Well, the very source material. Don Juan is a story about Lothario.
It's about a man who's a little promiscuous with his life, yes.
And so have you found that some people have found it a little bit too much? Have you had any walkouts or anything?
I don't think so, no. I think it's, you know, it's in the grand tradition of the Carry On movie, you know. Although slightly... A little bit ruder, probably.
When you say grand tradition of a Carry-On movie, I've got an image of stuff being done behind a screen in the silhouette.
There's no silhouettes, but there are some screens.
Are there?
Oh, wow.
This sounds great. So you're there until the summer. So it's just your like summer season.
it is a little bit.
Like a saucy end of the pier show. It's David Tennant's Seaside Special. Okay, that's what it's called. It's at the Wyndham's Theatre.
Yes, it is. It is.
And then you've also got a movie out. A movie about R.D. Lang.
R.D. Lang, who you know all about, right?
I did a 5,000-word dissertation at university on the... it was kind of like the part of the anti-psychiatry movement.
He was, yes.
In fact, I can remember a line from my essay, which was schizophrenia could be seen as a successful attempt not to adapt to the pseudo-social realities of our life.
Nice. Very good. Did you Google that? Or
that's a line from my essay. He didn't believe in medical definitions of mental illness.
That's exactly what it was about. Yeah, he was this rather extraordinary. I mean, he was a doctor, but he became this counterculture celebrity, really. And he, in a world where people were having electric shock therapy and being... doused in gallons of drugs, he founded this place in Kingsley Hall in the East End of London, which is still there. We filmed outside Kingsley Hall, and he founded this kind of commune, really, where doctors and patients lived together. People who were really quite seriously ill, but there were no drugs allowed, apart from a little bit of LSD.
Which mainly, didn't he mainly have that? Well, quite, I think
he distributed. Yeah, so I mean, he created this insane sort of community who all lived together with some success and with some kind of chaos. So it's the story of that, yeah.
And are you R.D. Lang?
I'm R.D. Lang. Well, he was
a
Glasgow boy.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. And so where can people see it? Because I know it's out in Scotland already.
It's a bit of a limited release. It's at the Glasgow Film Theatre, I think, right now. I know it's in London in a couple of weeks, and it's sort of all over the country. You kind of have to check local press for details.
Flimsy detail. I'm sure if you Google...
Oh, yes.
What's it called? The poster
looks
great.
Mad to be Normal, it's called.
Right, Mad to be Normal. I'm sure you can find it where you can see it near you. All right, you need to throw to the travel now with Jenny Barnsby.
Jenny Barnsby, give us some travel. Thank you very much.
Wow. All right, then.